What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome back to our show. I'm number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we're going to go to Joe in Nome. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
The EPA is being sued, a federal suit against the EPA for fluoridation in California. Well, it's a federal lawsuit. I had sent out to my friends links to Era of Light Alternative News.
Yeah.
Is running a story on that. The people bringing the lawsuit is the Fluoride Action Committee, which I've been trying to throw in the face of the city council here for 3 years now. We had a Black Lives Matter demonstration here last week. And I just read in the paper here today.
Did they smash a store window in front of you?
No. There's maybe two dozen blacks in Nome.
Yeah.
And I didn't see anything. I didn't see them represented in the demonstration. Let me get back to this. I read in the paper today that the fourth death in the Nome jail this year happened just the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them were black. Where's the outrage there? You know? This town is so upside down. I got a new meme here. Gray matter matters. And I'm not talking about
I like
Freddie
that
Gray.
One. I like that one.
Anyway, on that note, have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Thank you for the humor. And let's go to Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You okay today? What happened yesterday? I was like looking for you, man.
Personal family emergency. It's an elderly member of the family who is getting rather childish in opposition to the COVID-19 lockdowns.
Everything's okay, though?
Yeah, everything's fine.
That's good. Yeah, I'm going to respond first to Mark in North Carolina, because he always rips on New Jersey. Yeah, New Jersey has its issues, but we all the states in this country have its issues because we live in a United States of Empire, and we're run by an oligarchy. So at the end of the day, you're stuck in the same situation as I am at the end of the day. You know, we're all stuck with this crappy system that needs to be fixed. Moving on from that, with Trump, what do you make of this whole Nazi symbol thing? Did you see that?
No, I missed it.
It's some concentration camp symbol, and then the Supreme Court decisions, and then that, I don't know if you talked about this, about the book his niece put out?
Yes.
I believe? Like they're dysfunctional. Like, I mean,
yes,
all
they
families
are. That's
are
exactly
dysfunctional.
The word. That's exactly the word.
So Trump's not a perfect person. He's got issues. We all got issues. But
yes.
How many issues does he have more than I do or you do, you know? Like, we don't know. John Bolton's got a lot of issues, right?
Yes.
John Bolton, Mike Pompeo's got issues, right?
Like, yes.
Probably Gina Haspel does, too, and Elliot Abrams, right? You know, and I'm going to respond to Mike. I don't know if you're going to bleep me. Effing gooks, spicks, negroes, wops, yellows. You know, these people still, people in this country still say these things.
Yes.
You know, and why? Because why do people get angry? Do white people go that damn white cracker. they go that damn liberal, that damn neoliberal. If they don't agree with yours, if they don't agree with your way of thinking, you're like the devil. You know what I mean?
Like, let's go on down and loot the liquor store.
Yeah, it's just a bizarre stuff going on. I don't understand, Mike, I'm going to talk about empire, and it's going to have to do with this. We're an empire, which is a fact. Empires look down on other races, don't they?
Yes.
British look down on India, right, and China?
Yes.
Do they look down on the Scottish and the Irish?
Yes, usually with an axe in their hand.
Why? Because Scottish people and Irish were white, though.
Yeah, but they were not obedient.
See? So if you're not obedient, you're of the lesser class. And you know what? I'm going back to Trump for a second. You know what really made me... Did you see that comment he made about, the Wall Street... What was it? Not Operation Wall Street. Remember there were protests in Wall Street at one time?
Yeah, Occupy Wall Street.
Yeah. Remember, he made a comment like we should do to them... we should do to the protesters like we do to them. Occupy Wall Street had great intentions. It just didn't go anywhere. There just wasn't enough people, right? They had infiltrators, obviously.
Yes.
But these comments he made, why would you make these comments? I just don't understand, why would... If you're the president, if I was the president, I wouldn't make any of these comments, and I would get out of the wars, and my stance on Rudy Giuliani, and there's no indictments coming on. But, why would you make those kind of weird statements? There's something funny in the dude's head. Not saying that he's, a dumb guy or is evil or anything, but, again, at the end of the day, when are we going to get out of this mess? We're stuck in this Groundhog Day thing where we vote for the people we think we're going to get Trump that didn't drain the swamp, Obama's hope and change. What was Hillary Clinton? Stronger Together, which they also used in Europe, by the way,
yes.
The EU. So, nothing's going to change, Mike. You know that. Doesn't matter if Biden and Trump come in 2020, nothing's going to be fixed. Have you heard anything on an infrastructure bill?
No. Everybody talks about it. Nobody does anything.
All you hear is Black Lives Matter, Aunt Jemima, tearing down the statues, which,
And we need more money for bombs.
And we need... Mike, what about the ninja bomb? Did you talk about that? Remember, there was another strike in Syria where they used that bomb that has serrated blades that come out or something?
Yes.
Did you see that? I think it was in Syria they used another bomb that has those bladed
flechettes.
Yeah, like I said, Trump's the president. Why would you not get out of Syria now? I just don't understand at this moment in time when things are going on with the virus and this. Trump has an opportunity just with Bolton's book. Trump's got an opportunity here. He's not using any of that opportunity. He should fire Pompeo, Mike.
Why doesn't he fire Pompeo?
Now, the book is coming out, or is it out?
Technically it's out, and the bad parts are already in the public domain. So, Trump is only hurting himself by making a big stink about it.
You think the book is telling, it's probably telling half-truths, some truths, but, of course, Mike Pompeo, we know, he says we lie, we cheat, we steal, and he didn't add kill. Well, we know that's true. But, there's got to be some truths, half-truths in there somewhere. You know what I mean? Like with Trump?
Yes.
I can't say it. I wanted to hold out hope still for him because, I voted for him. I'm a Democrat from New Jersey. I still hold out hope that he is going to get rid of these people. But, my God, it's going to be July 2020. When are we going to see some, where's the beef? When are we going to see some results?
Yeah.
This book is Trump's last chance, Mike, to get rid of the swamp that he put in. And if he doesn't do it, then it doesn't matter. You know, if you vote for Trump for 2020, it doesn't matter if you vote or not vote, but the system is not going to be fixed. You know, we're just in that spiral. And that's all I got to say, Mike. Have a good night.
All right, same to you, and we're going to switch over to Glenn in Philadelphia. Hello, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike.
Hi. The Aunt Jemima thing caught my ear. I remember when they started, you know, changing the logos. And I remember the first time I looked at the bottle of syrup on the table and said, oh, who, what, Oprah Winfrey's endorsing the syrup now?
Yeah.
Because I figured they had to have modeled her somewhat on Oprah Winfrey. I mean, she had, you know, a change in the hairstyle, no more bandana, and a pearl earring in the right ear, and it was looking like a thoroughly modern Millie, you know. And you think that would be good. But I'm waiting for them to pick on the name Jemima as being anachronistic. You know, they have to change her to Aunt Shakira or something because Jemima is too Southern slave, you know, plantationish or something. But stuff like that is small potatoes in the grand scheme of things. But people want to turn small potatoes into big issues, it seems.
Yes.
But
it's become the new status symbol.
I think I'm behind the curve when I haven't been listening as frequently lately. And I'm curious, there's a breathy quality to your voice. Are you okay? Or are you wrestling with something?
No, I'm okay. I'm getting better. You know, I'm dealing with, you know, old age medical issues and stuff like that. but as the caller earlier in the show pointed out, I'm sounding a little bit better. I'm getting a little bit better. And I'm really focusing on, you know, getting my health back under control. And so I can move forward and keep on doing what I'm doing for however I feel like doing it.
Very well. Okay, well, I'll pray for you to the God in whom you don't believe, and then, and you know, that he'll make you better and aware that it was he who made you better.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I appreciate the thought. And we're going to let you go. Thank you very much. The phone calls, the phone lines, rather, are open, 800-313-9443. And let's see. Let's get on back to the news here. Okay, the U.S. Supreme Court just apparently inadvertently created a new way to end all big tech censorship against conservatives and Christians, and that's gender identity. Remember, earlier in the week, they came on out with a decision saying it's illegal to discriminate against LGBT people. So all you have to do when you go out to Facebook and you put out a conservative post and you say, by the way, I'm LGBT. If Facebook tries to delete your post, they're discriminating against you. Or you try and sort that one out here. Out in California, they have the highest gas tax in the nation and one of its worst performing highway systems. Actually, the worst performing highway system is in Hawaii. But if you think about it, it makes perfect sense. How do you have an interstate highway system on an island? Okay, there is a new application for Apple users. It's called Shortcuts. And an article in womensystems.com is pointing out that this new feature will record all police interactions. That you just say, hey Siri, I'm getting pulled over, and it switches on the voice recorder in your smartphone, possibly the camera as well. I don't know. I don't have a copy of the application yet. But it's a way of sort of countering these body cam systems, which have an annoying tendency of failing when the tape potentially could show the police behaving badly. So fighting technology with technology. And let's see. Somebody just wrote in an email saying the next thing to do is go after the Pillsbury Doughboy for being a white supremacist. Oh, I don't know. You put him in that oven long enough, he's not going to be white much longer. Leave him in there really long, and he's going to be very dark indeed. All right, getting on back to the news here. Speaking of Facebook, Facebook has taken down Proud Boys, the American Guard accounts connected to protests. Facebook executed a takedown Tuesday of social media accounts connected to two organizations the company considers to be hate groups and had banned across their platforms. Proud Boys and American Guard. Well, Proud Boys definitely sounds like they could be gay, right? I'm not saying they are, but they sound like it. With that new Supreme Court ruling, they could come back and say, Facebook has discriminated against us. Go get them. Get my lawyers out there on them. Okay. Let's see. On May 19th, Michigan's newly elected Democratic Secretary of State pulled a fast one on citizens when she announced that all registered voters will receive applications for absentee ballots in November. They are really pushing the vote by mail, which means they're getting ready to do a cheat. And okay, there we go. Okay, so Marshall McMasters, who's an author and researcher, appeared on the IntelliHub podcast on Tuesday, where he said the far left is planning a second attack on the White House in the near future. Masters told IntelliHub founder Shepard Embellus that George Soros plans to overtake the White House en masse by directing tens of thousands of Antifa to storm the property, possibly later this month. Now, that would be a case in which people are really going to get hurt. And Soros, I think you're doing wrong. For one thing, I never voted for you to represent me to the U.S. government, and you yourself are not the U.S. government. In fact, you're a meddlesome old fool with way too much money, more money than common sense. Anyway, McMaster said they're going to amp this up with a lot more people. Letting the White House burn is a strategic retreat, not so much a sacrifice. I would hate to see the place burn, I'll be very honest. And I know it's not the original White House. There's only one small corner left that dates all the way back to 1779. But still, you know, it's starting to bother me, all of this burn, baby, burn stuff, whether it's Confederate statues or monuments or taking down libraries or going after Abe Lincoln. It's really starting to bother me, and I never considered myself like a hardcore patriot. But I find myself getting emotionally caught up in this idea that these groups like Antifa and Black Lives Matter, think it's open season on our collective history, because it isn't. Because it is our collective history. We all own it jointly together. And I don't have a right to come on out and erase your history. And you don't have a right to come out and erase my history. That's just the way it works. We build monuments to remind the future generations of what our generation had to go through to accomplish what we did. And not all of it's good. There were problems with the Confederacy. Not all of it's bad. We did free the slaves. And history, like any other medication, you take the good with the bad. We're so far down the road to George Orwell with the rewriting of history based on political necessity. This is what happened in the Soviet Union. Following their cultural revolution, following the revolution of Red October, they tore down all the statues, they tore down all the history, they replaced it with politically correct illusions. And we saw what happened with them. Now, Fauci is out there pushing his fear-mongering for COVID-19, saying that football may not happen this year. Ooh, insert ominous money here, ominous music here. And there was basically just out there saying, you know, what is this guy's financial connections with the vaccine industry? He seems to be out there pushing the fear-mongering a little bit heavier than mere concern over human health would lead you to believe. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. We're going to be back. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here, and a reminder that Republic Broadcasting is running a perpetual fundraiser. We need your help to keep the equipment running, as demonstrated today, unfortunately. So the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Pardon me, the phone number where you can send a make a debit or credit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Hi, Mike. Good to hear you again. I want to call attention to what I think are some ominous parallels between what we see happening in the United States today and what I recall from the Chinese Cultural Revolution of the late 60s and early 70s. As you recall, Mao Zedong unleashed the Red Guard on the Chinese people in an attempt to gain absolute control of the Chinese Communist Party. And in doing so, they just wreaked havoc across the country.
Yes.
They destroyed, the destruction of Chinese historical artifacts is just inestimable. And then the tactics that they use to browbeat people are not dissimilar to those that are being used today by the Antifa types and by their cohorts in the media to, shame and to cajole people into pledging allegiance to Black Lives Matter, or as I call them, burn, loot, murder.
Yes.
And if we let this go unchecked, it will spin out of control, exactly as I think happened in China. Actually, it was 67 and 68, which were the horrific years of the Cultural Revolution. Now, there, Mao Zedong was behind all that. And here, there is no central political leader identifiable in this country, but there is somebody who is calling the shots. And if we don't put an end to that, or find out who's doing that, and finally say no to these thugs, these hooligans, round them up and stop them from destroying things, we won't have anything left in this country.
Nope. No, America, as we've known it and grown up with it, is literally dissolving before our very eyes.
Well, it is, and I think in part we have our cowardly politicians to blame for that, particularly the Republicans who are afraid to step up and say enough is enough. Democrats, I'm sure, are perfectly happy with this because this gives them, I think, the leverage that they think that they need to gain control of the
yes.
economy and of the nation. But I'm not so sure, because as I look at this, I see more and more people who remain silent up till now beginning to raise their heads and object to this. There was, for an example, in Ohio, you might have seen this where you live, but I think it was when a small town in Ohio, 80 some odd Antifa members showed up in this town, and they were met by 700 heavily armed members of the town and
yes.
surrounding area. And I think you might begin to see more and more of that as more normal people start paying attention to the news and they realize what's at stake. But bear in mind that I think that there are strong similarities or parallels between what we see today, the tactics of the people, the tactics employed today, and what we saw in the Chinese Cultural Revolution. You can see videos of that on YouTube.
Yeah.
I looked up that the other day, and I recall I was a young guy. I was like a teenager at the time when I first remember hearing about that. And then I read a bit about it over time, especially as I got into college. And you tend to think, well, this is nothing that could ever happen here. Well, surprise.
Wrong.
It's here. It's here.
Yeah.
So I think we've really got the people who are opposed to this who've got to step forward and say enough is enough.
I would agree.
Yeah. Anyway, good to hear you again.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for the kind words. Growing up in this country, obviously, I have an educational, historical family bias towards the history of the United States of America as we have been taught it. And I will grant you that a lot of what we've been taught is a fiction. That's something I've had to learn over and over again these last 25 years of doing radio and the website. I'd like to see it endure as the vision that we all shared of a true republic. Unfortunately, there are too many people who see their personal profits being boosted by chopping it all up and holding a fire sale. Okay, we're coming up here on our next break, and what we're going to do is the technical issues are a little overwhelming today. So when we come back from this next commercial break, we're going to be on a tape for the final half hour of the program. But please stick it through, and please stay tuned for John Stedmiller. And we'll hopefully be back here tomorrow. Have a good evening.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's the- extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show. Here we're taking calls on the phones right now, 800-313-9443, and we're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Something that's going to take me a little bit to say it, so maybe if you could listen.
Okay.
You know the guy, Young Turks, I don't know how to say his name, who cares, but he ran for office out in California with the hair lady, the lady Republican representative who was caught in her office naked, you know, having a party with her women. He ran for her office, and he said that he was all for sex with animals, just don't hurt the animals. Well, fortunately, he didn't win, okay, whatever it was. Anyway, I heard him saying, he said of course he was wrong about Terry, and I said, I got to look this up. Well, of course you do. And he wrote that book called Unfit to Command about John Kerry by the Swift Boat Captains.
Okay.
How they took Kerry out there for a while. And so I thought, how would he say that? So I just looked it up. Is Kerry going to run it again? And Kerry has said that he is not taking it off the table. Okay. That said, now, the next thing is, you know, John Kerry's money all comes from his wife's Heinz Empire, right?
Yes.
Heinz.
Yes.
Okay. Well, they lost about, well, billions of dollars, 20-something billion. And there's a lot of competition, you know, catches. And, what's his name? Warren Buffett, he has not given up that stock. He's holding on to that stock, even though it's lost all that kind of money. And I'm thinking, why would he do that? You know, well, guess what? If Kerry, at the last minute, jumped out there to run, well, he's been Secretary of State. He knows the world. Maybe he got shot in the rear end. That's where he got his Purple Heart. What reminded me was they did desecrate a Purple Heart monument in Michigan. It's on Facebook. So that's where he got shot. So he has the Purple Heart and blah, blah, blah. And so that's why the swiftboat captain just posed him, you know, as unfit to command. So now we're at the thing that Trump is unfit to command. So that is what Corsi's book is about. His new book is an e-book, and it's called Plan to Remove Donald Trump from the Presidency. And you can get it at CorsiNation.com. And I just started watching. That was he was on Spigola's show for a whole hour the other day, and I started looking. It's already started. You mentioned him not being able to hold his glass. Well, he was at West Point, and he said that ramp was very slick. It was very wet, and hey, that wasn't even a thing to hold on to when he was walking. So okay, unfit, right? Okay. And now his niece has come out with a book about him. Another expose, and what according to Corsi, the only way they could take him out as unfit to command, I'm talking about Trump, would be that did he say that 17 of people in his cabinet would be the ones who decide he comes out. Yeah, that don't sound very copacetic, you know, when I look at it, but. They say he's made so many mistakes on people he's picked, and he should have got rid of Obama's people all along. He never did do that.
Agreed.
So maybe that's what they plan to do now. I've noticed that everything that has happened to them in the past, they turn around and do it to Trump. So now, you know, since Kerry's unfit to command, now Trump's going to be unfit to command. But you know what? Because they know they can't afford to let him get elected. Because, you know, they are proud about his tweetland. He got, 400 more thousand people in 2 days? The more you complain, the more people get interested. So they don't know what to do.
Well, you're right about that.
And they don't care what they do. Really, just. Don't let him get elected. We were so close to taking over this world. We got everything going elsewhere. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Okay,
somebody protests. You say me thinks they protest too much. So what is that Young Turks and Chief against Corsi? Oh, by the way, too, that book, The Late Great USA, he wrote that too. And that was not how bad NAFTA was. And since then, I've discovered that it hasn't been only Trump coming after NAFTA and everybody in Texas, of course. But there was a Democrat who was against all that at one time. He was a socialist, Lyndon LaRouche. Lyndon LaRouche.
Yes, I remember Lyndon.
Uh-huh. But he didn't like NAFTA either. So, they just got to drag out every piece of dirt they can to try to make Trump look dirtier. I just thought, thank you for letting me say it.
All right. Well, thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Mitchell in Tennessee. Hello, Mitchell. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. You there?
Yes, you're on the air.
Mike, I've come to the conclusion after putting a lot of thought into this that this particular system of government is not going to work any longer. Not this version of it. we have a country that's composed of, if I'm not mistaken, around 2.4 billion acres. I think that
yes.
translates into maybe 3.2 million square miles. If I'm not mistaken, the total planetary population could maybe fit in a landmass the size of Texas. Each person gets a third of an acre. Don't quote me on that, but there's a lot of room.
Yes.
And does anyone really think at this point that if Trump wins or Biden, that the other half of the country is going to receive it and accept it? Why even bother doing
Probably
this
not.
Anymore? You know, Mike, I've called Steve when you were out, and I've read some of this. Declaration of Independence, object of Vince, is it designed to reduce him under absolute despotism? It is their right, I guess, mm-hmm. we the people. It is their duty to throw off such a government. And it mentions twice to abolish a government system when it becomes despotic. Of course, it was talking about King George and III or whoever in the Parliament. But we're
yes.
at this moment where this whole thing doesn't work anymore. Especially
no.
as we live in this technological age that I call the age of exposure. Everybody's on video. Everybody can see everybody. The left is not going to accept and receive the right. The right's not going to receive the left. Why don't we just go our separate ways? That's what they're doing anyway. I mean, this thing in Seattle is interesting because these kids or whatever the hell they're doing, they're kind of following the Declaration of Independence. You know, they're saying we want to abolish the system that is. The problem I have with it, that doesn't give you the right to steal other people's property and burn it down. You know, but
well,
I'm just... I don't
that's,
know,
a big, that's a big part of the Democrat agenda is, you know, you have a right to the property of other people, whether it's reparations for slavery or reparations for Native American displacement. That's a big selling point. You have a right to the property of other people because you've been discriminated against racially, sexually, and that's a very attractive agenda for a lot of people.
Well, you have a very serious... I mean, I could build both cases for reparations for the black community. I could build out both positions. The problem is, from a logistical standpoint, as we're seeing right now, you can't do it. It's not
yes.
possible to do it without starting a civil war, which is... looks like we're in the process of doing. But, Mike, I
yes.
mentioned to Steve that my concern is that other people are out there reconfiguring this structure the way they want it to be. Case in point, Bill Gates.
Yes.
The Department of Defense. The banking cartel. George Soros. Antifa. All these people are out there figuring out and going about the business of trying to design it the way they want it to be. So I would like to make a suggestion to the people of RBN. I mean, there's a lot of complaining going on, but what are we going to do? I know your view, Mike, was let it collapse. The only problem is that what's going to be coming back when it comes back together? I mean, when you do the reset, what happens then? What do we do? You can see this crowd in Seattle. They hadn't thought this through. I don't even know
well,
how they know how to get water
to
their... to their new country or whatever. I mean, they haven't thought it through. You know, but how do you reset it if the government system doesn't work? It's befouled to the point of no return. We've long since, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's been delegitimized because the social contract has been violated over and over and over. So I would like to hear some conversation about what we're going to do when we reset it.
Well, we're going to have to watch out for
the
carpetbagger. I don't
think we're going to vote those rascals out of office, Mike. I don't think there's any repair. It's either going to be a brand new authoritarian statist government, similar to what we've had, constitutional government, or you could go some sort of voluntarist route or some sort of hybrid. Like I say, you got 2.4 billion acres. I don't see any way that this thing is ever going to resolve itself. It's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen, and that's my view.
Well,
I don't think you can put Humpty Dumpty back together. This government's finished. It's befouled.
Yep.
All the, you know, Thomas Hobbes said we had to have this government system to protect the good people from the bad people. Well, all the bad people found a way to game the constitutional system and get into positions of power. And by the way, the last thing I'll say, Mike, Thomas Hobbes was speaking in 1651. The people
yes.
in society didn't have the ability to destroy planet Earth and everything on it. you know, the bad people, the state of nature, those individuals, they didn't have the ability to inject vaccines into people and all this crazy sci-fi stuff. And Thomas Hobbes is talking about we got to protect ourselves from the state of nature. He was writing his book Leviathan by candlelight, for God's sake.
Mm-hmm.
So in the 1930s, 1940s, ever since we had the ability to, you know, Hiroshima and Nagasaki, you know, blow the planet up X amount of times over, it's a new day. And I think we need to rethink this whole idea of authoritarian statist governments allowing this small coterie of individuals to wield this type of power. And a lot of people in the government, as you know, are being controlled by the people of the likes of Bill Gates and Rothschild or whoever. So I wish we could just start talking about a new direction. What are we going to do? There's a lot of people already setting it up the way they want it.
I think everybody's going to be facing some choices in terms of how they want to live their lives. And I'm seeing more and more people talking about getting out of the urban environment and going back to the rural environment and just saying, we're leaving all of this stuff behind. You know, the techno babble and everything. We're just going to leave it behind because it doesn't work for us. It makes us more useful to the technocracy. It makes us more useful to the bankers, but it's not really working for us.
Well, you make a valid point. I mean, people naturally separate. I live in Memphis, Tennessee, and I can ask anybody in this city, where's the gay community? It's in Midtown. People naturally want to be around the culture and the people they want to be around. That's natural.
Yes.
And there are applications of discrimination that would be permissible. I mean, you discriminated when you married Claire.
Yes.
So these things are not always considered to be bad. I mean, but the fact that people separate, I mean, I love architecture. Or how about food? I like that there's Italian food, French food. And, you know, I like
Yes. These
differences. And what I'm seeing now, especially in this age of exposure, all these people can't live together. It doesn't work. And, Mike, it might be as simple as you've heard about the right brain and the left brain modality. You know, the gay homosexual is uses one side of the brain and the conservative right another side of the brain. It could be that these people they cannot understand each other even if they tried. It's like
it's
if someone
is
talking French, I do not understand that language. These people cannot understand.
Like they have
each other.
A different word for everything.
Right, and I don't think that there's any way. What was it? The Supreme Court in the census of 1840, there was like a little over 17 million people, and the Supreme Court in the United States, and there were 9 Supreme Court justices, and there's still 9 Supreme Court justices, and you got 13. What is it? How many? 300 plus million people.
Yes.
It to me, that's ludicrous to give not 9, but rather 5 individuals that amount of power over a third of a billion people. It's just all these things need to be reconsidered, Mike.
Well, if you go back to the original Constitution, the Supreme Court was not granted the authority to arbitrate constitutional law. They simply grabbed it for themselves and said, we're going to do this. And the result is we've had quite a bit of a mess.
Well, do you think that we're actually, as a society, going to be able to vote them rascals out of office and get this thing back on the right track?
No.
I don't either.
It's
almost comical.
We're going to have to let it crack.
Query you about something so nonsensical. So, no one's advocating violence, but it does say in the Declaration of Independence twice that when the government becomes insufferable, you abolish it. Actually, at one point, it says it's your duty.
Yes.
It's really our duty. But what to put back, what to put in its place, and that's where I think a lot of conversation needs to go, because I guarantee you, a lot of these power broker types, they've got some ideas of what they want to put in place.
Yes.
When you talk about the globalists and such, they're steady on doing it, pal. They are doing it. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, Mike, I'll let you go. Thanks for the time.
All right, thank you, and we're going to switch over to Al in Canada. And Al, I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. That was a really good conversation. I really enjoyed it.
Yes.
You know, the bankers, they're in there. I called to talk about the Federal Reserve, the banking cartel that runs the United States, and I think pretty much what, like 40 or 50% of the world still. The balance sheet now is sitting at $7.2 trillion. And that's up almost $3.5 trillion since last November.
Yep.
This is insanity.
It is.
And that's only your country. They're just printing it like it's going out of style.
Yep.
Everywhere, all over the world. It's apparent that they're shooting for a collapse.
No, I still think they're trying to avoid a collapse, but they can't do that.
Well, yeah. So, February 20th.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late-night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
States?
Yep.
From, I don't know, what was it before? I don't know, 4 or 5 million or something like that? Or even 6?
Yep.
But the labor force participation rate only dropped 5 percentage points. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's like you said, Mike, it has to collapse because these kinds of lies, I mean, they're so blatant and they're so in your face now. They, you know, they can't even talk about it because they look like idiots.
Yeah.
So I hope you had a good vacation. Was it nice? Did you have a good time?
Well, there were some things I wanted to get done that I wasn't able to get done, and I'm going to have to deal with that down the road. I was hoping to get some much-delayed dental work done, but that had to be put off. So
yeah.
I'm glad to be back from vacation. It wasn't as restful as it could have been, but I'm sure I'll be fine.
Well, there's a lot of nonsense going on. It's hard to, you know, like, especially for someone like you. You've been doing this for so long, so you hear all this, and it just keeps getting more. There's more and more and more. And
yes.
It doesn't seem to stop.
Was the most frustrating thing.
Dennis finally opened up here last week, and I was, Mike, I was right in there, boom, Tuesday. You know, it's like 3 or 4 months since I should have went to the dentist. Like you said, you know, I need some dental work. I needed some dental work done. I had some fillings in my front teeth that had fallen out, you know, after like 25 years. So I'm walking around looking like, you know, Jim Carrey from Dumb and Dumber. It's like, I don't like looking like that. It's a really shitty buzz. Really,
me
really
neither.
Crummy.
Me neither.
Yeah, you know, it's just... So, I mean, it's nice that things are opening up, but now I hear that it might go the other way again.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. That's absolutely what I'm hearing.
Yeah, and they're
going to
blame it on these protests, right?
Yeah, they're going to blame it on the protesters.
Right, yeah. It seems there's the reckoning coming, and it's coming really, really, really quick. Trudeau up in Canada just said, you know, after giving all these people all this cash, it's called CERB up here, like $2,000 a month. Apparently, 1 million people didn't qualify for it, but they got it anyway. So they were talking about, you know, prosecuting them. And there's a minority government up here, so you know the other parties are saying, no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
So now Trudeau's coming out saying, well, you know, we're going to continue on giving people all this cash for sitting at home. It's insanity. They're just building a whole bunch of people that are going to be dependent on the government or the taxpayer, to be actually more precise. And I don't see an end in sight here, Mike. I don't see it, except for what you mentioned, a collapse.
Absolutely.
Crazy. I'm sorry you had to come back to this.
Yeah, really.
Things would have been better for you.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, unfortunately, it's going to be a while before I can take another vacation. And again, thanks to our tech crew and our other guest hosts who pulled it, you know, a 2-week show with no repeats. And I'm very grateful for what they did.
Yeah, it was nice, but, you know, I prefer, you know, listening to you. Sometimes I rush home to try and catch your show, and, you know, sometimes I can't get it, but I try anyway, because, you know, I've been listening to you and been on your website for a long time. I hope you and Lady Claire are doing well, and I appreciate your time, Mike. You have a good day.
Well, we're doing well. Thank you very much. There's the music. It's time for me to bring this show to a conclusion here. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of RBN. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We need your help. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.